From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm John Idsty. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Boise State for the win. They hand it off to Johnson. Boise State has won the Fiesta Bowl.
The words President Ford used to reassure our country and the American people were plain, and they were straightforward. Even in a country coarsened by skepticism, few doubted that the gentleman from Michigan would keep his word.
Gerald Ford had the virtues of small-town America. Sincerity, serenity, and integrity.
The country knew who he was, and despite occasional differences, it never lost its affection for this man from Michigan, the football player, the lawyer, and the veteran, the congressman and suburban husband, the champion of Main Street values who brought all of those qualities to the White House.
With faith in Jesus Christ, we receive the body of our brother Gerald for burial. Let us pray with confidence to God, the giver of life, that he will raise him to perfection in the company of saints.
The Pentagon has announced recommendations by Defense Secretary Gates to elevate General George Casey to become Army Chief of Staff, General George Petraeus to be head of the multinational forces in Iraq, Admiral William Fallon to assume command of Central Command, and announces the retirement of General John Avezay.
Nancy Pelosi of the state of California is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives for the 110th Congress, having received the majority of the votes cast.
To the first woman speaker in our history, the General Lady from California, Nancy Pelosi.
This is an historic moment, and I thank the leader for acknowledging it. Thank you, Mr. Boehner. It's an historic moment for the Congress. It's an historic moment for the women of America.